keeping you in touch with Michigan and the world.
Free for all Friday. That means we slide your phone calls in all over the playing field whenever we can. That phone number, 888-900-9966. Mike, checking in from Grand Rapids today. Mike, welcome to the program.
Yeah, thank you, Steve. Just to answer your question, you know, if, and I do mean if Trump loses, because I've got the sign in my yard and I'm all over social media trying to explain the conservative side. But if he loses, yes. I mean, if the electoral map is clear, I'm going to accept that. Absolutely. Secondly, if Hillary wins, the slide to the left, it'll be, that slide will continue, but it's not going to be immediate. It's going to be a 20-year slide to the left.
Oh, I don't know. We've slid pretty far in 8 years. Yeah, well, you might be right, but we've slid a long way in just 8 years. But I got to run, Mike. Greatly appreciate you checking in. I encourage everybody else to do it as well. 888-900-9966. Matthew Bernhard is my next guest, a computer science PhD student at the University of Michigan. And Matthew, first of all, welcome aboard.
Hi, thanks. It's great to be here.
So we hear a lot about these voting machines and electronics, and, you know, there's this big discussion now about election fraud, I suppose. Is it possible, in your estimation, because George Soros keeps getting tied to these machines and so forth, is it even possible to hack these machines the way it's being suggested? Is that a legitimate concern in this day and age?
So there's a couple of things to unpack with the Soros claim. One, Smartmatic voting machines, there is no evidence to suggest that Smartmatic voting machines are going to be used in any jurisdictions in the 2016 election. The state of Michigan uses optically scanned paper ballots universally. And so the typical concern here is with the DREs, direct record electronic voting machines, which are used in a lot of states. And yes, they have been shown to be very vulnerable to various malicious attacks. But the thing to keep in mind is that these attacks don't work at a scale that is, you wouldn't be able to get away with an attack on these machines without somebody knowing it.
Well, you say that, but, people get into the DNC and people get into Mr. Podesta's emails. People get into a whole host of places and they don't realize that it's happened. So why would voting machines be any different?
So it's largely due to the scale of voting machines, right? And this is not to say that the election can't be hacked in a way that is, not noticeable. If I were an intelligent person or, an intelligent hacker, I would want to go after the voter registration system. I would want to go after the power grid if I really wanted to disrupt the election. But voting machines, you have to hack a voting machine at an individual level, or the number of votes that you can change by hacking voting machines is not going to be enough to change the outcome of an election at any level, local dog catcher up to president, without somebody noticing. And we do have enough checks in place to prevent this kind of thing. And that's not to say that it can't happen, and it's not to say that it won't happen. But in all likelihood, even if there is voter fraud that occurs, and even if there are machines that are, that do miscount votes, it's not going to change the outcome of the election in all likelihood. Or if it does,
but Matthew, enough machines. What if the wrong dog catcher does get elected? I'm joking. Here's my question, though. Let me back up a little bit here, because you brought a serious question to mind, which is, you're talking about these direct record voting machines, and you say they couldn't be hacked or, manipulated and have somebody notice in a certain, be hard to pull off. Let's say, for the sake of argument, let's just go down conspiracy row here, which I don't often do, but what the hell, it's Friday.
Uh-huh.
What if it was already baked into the formula? What if the machines came from their manufacturer? Because let's say that people are right. Maybe it is owned and manipulated by Soros or who knows who that's worth billions of dollars. Is it possible that the machines could have some sort of an inherent bias in them that every 10th ballot or 20th ballot or something slides in a certain direction by design? Is that possible?
Yeah, it is possible. And one of the biggest issues with DREs is that the source code is closed, and they don't produce paper records that are independent. So, we don't know what is actually running on these machines, and we also don't have a physical record that we can go back later and do a, you know, a hand count if necessary.
We had a guy call in yesterday. Now, hold on. We had a guy call in yesterday and said he was in Chicago as a student and was in a polling place when they closed up for the night. And he said he watched a couple of people, Democrats in the room, take a pile of unused ballots and fill them out and start running them through the machines before they left for the night. He said he was too scared to say anything as a college kid, didn't want to lose his, you know, position in the world, whatever. What's more vulnerable is my question I'm getting to here. Old-style paper ballots or OptiScan ballots like we have here in Michigan, or a Smartmatic machine or a direct record voting machine? What are the safest, as far as security goes, in your estimation today?
I would say that hand-counted paper ballots are and optical scan ballots are approximately the same. Optical scan machines have been shown to be vulnerable, but the thing is, these machines are kept behind locked doors, and there's no real, you know, the incentive structure to hacking that kind of machine doesn't really make any sense. Whereas with direct DRE machines, you know, voting computers, these machines are exposed to, you know, every voter or anybody who is eligible to vote, right? And it's been shown that you can actually hack that machine in the space of time that is reasonable for you to also be casting a vote. So by far, DREs are the most vulnerable machine.
All right, so there we have it. The DREs, the direct record voting machines, which seem to be the wave of the future, and that's where the concern lies for people, Matthew. I'll give you 20 seconds for the last word.
So DREs are only used in about 25% of jurisdictions, and also they are not the wave of the future. They have been shown to be vulnerable, and since 2000, when they were adopted, most precincts are switching from DREs back to hand-filled out optical scan ballots.
Fair enough, Matthew. I really appreciate the input, but you just said they're used in 25% of jurisdictions when 2 or 3 points could make all the difference in the world. Matthew Bernhard, thank you very much.
Thanks.
25 after, what do you make of that conversation? 888-900-9966 if you want to chime in. 888-900-9966. I'll be right back.